Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm your host, Mary Beth Rombach-Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. And today on the Healing Soul Podcast, I'm going to continue our conversation on entanglement and the general theory of relativity and lightly unraveling the mysteries of everything. Albert Einstein was a brilliant, brilliant scientist who lived from 1879 to 1955, and what he accomplished in his lifetime was incredible through his theories and his experiments in science. He was a German physicist, best known for developing the theory of relativity, which revolutionized our understanding in science of time, space, of gravity. The famous equation E equals MC squared is one of the most famous, but he's done so, so much for our understanding of the universe and, you know, of really questioning if time is just an illusion. And in 1905, that was the year that he published the four groundbreaking papers of special theory of relativity that we've used and expanded through other scientists studying and using those same kind of ideas to keep going into the future and into the scientific revolution. He also got the Nobel Prize in 1921. And Einstein talked about photoelectric effect, which really helped birth quantum theory. I mean, he was truly a genius in his time and in our time, really, because we still go off all the ideas and theories of Einstein. And our GPS technology comes from some of his theories. There's so many things, too numerous to mention, that he's had a profound effect on our technology and our science moving forward and continuing to move forward. And he had so many great quotes. And one of the quotes that he had is, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world," Einstein. And if you think imagination, it's really allowing yourself listening to know that all things are possible because you're not putting any borders around what is possible for you. So visualize and manifest into your life what you want, because when you imagine and visualize, there's no limits. You are a limitless soul. You listening right now can accomplish anything you set your mind to if you go for it and you believe it and you see it. And Einstein really did touch on some of these supernatural topics as far as the universe and connecting with the universe. And another quote, "If you can't explain simply, then you don't understand it well enough." So being able to talk about a really difficult topic in simple terms that the average person could understand. He had that gift to lecture at colleges and teach other professors and other students about his theories. And he was so modest. Here's another quote, "I have no special talent. I'm only passionately curious." So that was another Einstein quote. So basically, he was open to new ideas and he didn't shut himself off. He kept that curiosity and he went after his passion. And like we've talked about in the past, your soul's passion is where you're going to shine in this lifetime. Whatever you connect to, you listening, ask yourself, what am I passionate about? And then start doing more of that. Einstein got that. He lived his passion and worked his passion. And he won the Nobel Prize for the photoelectric effect, which is where light shining off metal surfaces ejects electrons. So he proved that electrons were coming off of metal surfaces when lights were shining on it. And you think of our development of solar panels to use as energy, that comes from the photoelectric effect that Einstein talked about and developed the concepts on. I mean, he just had such a profound effect, I think, into 100 years after his death. There's so many concepts that have been expanded that he thought of before anyone else. So classical physicists before Einstein believed that light waves increasing in intensity and brightness would eventually eject electrons, no matter what the frequency, color, or light. However, he had experiments that showed that electrons were only emitted if the light had a high enough frequency, regardless of intensity. And I believe, just like the future of healing, and Einstein said this himself, is frequency. Think of going to a sound bath or listening to solfeggio tones. You feel it in your body, you feel better, and it can actually change your cells. And they've done experiments on cells after solfeggios and sound healing and Reiki healing. And they've proven that it changes your cell to a healthy vibration, to a healthier homeostasis. So it's truly amazing that we're coming full circle and we're going back to holistic health, which I love. And Einstein proposed that light is made up of these tiny little packets of energy called photons, or little quanta of light. And each photon carries an equation, and it's heavy in math, and I'm not really good at math, and it's profound. But if you think of light, and I had my near-death experience, and I went back to the brightest white light, the most beautiful, blissful light that was unconditional love. And I really do believe that that's what we go back to, and that light is everything. We are walking around beaming a vibration, beaming our soul's energy to the people that we meet. It is our light source within us that's from heaven, that's in our heart. So it's truly amazing that we are light beings. The universe is full of eternal light that we go back to. And like I said, solar panels were developed. Photocells used in automatic doors and light centers, cameras, quantum mechanic concepts, and modern physics. Einstein laid the foundation for all of these things. And it's amazing that he saw science as a way to understand divine harmony, that we are a part of everything and everything is a part of us, that divine harmony of the universe. And he didn't really believe in supernatural, but in a way he looked at it holistically, of the connection between the microcosm and the macrocosm, of the energy of the dimensions and the universe and light energy, and the energy of us and the energy of the photons, electrons in our cells, and all the chemistry of our body is a part of the earth, just like getting back into nature. That's why we feel so grounded, so connected to everything. And the special theory of relativity he developed in 1905 introduced the idea that time is not an absolute. We assume time is an absolute, but if you're on a spaceship, clocks run different than they do on Earth. Or if you're flying, time passes differently depending on the motion of the observer. So it isn't constant. It changes. So as time slows down for an object moving at a significant fraction of the speed of light compared to an observer at rest. So time is not constant. It's a concept that we have, that we make sense of our lives and our world. But it truly is fascinating to think that we could just be living like the Matrix in this big illusion that we call our life, and that there's other dimensions simultaneously going on where different selves in different dimensions are experiencing life in a whole different way. So events appear, like I said, to happen at the same time from one observer's perspective, might occur at different times for another observer. So it's like going back to that observer effect, that if you look at something, it changes it. And the way we think of our lives, think of when you've had a positive shift in perspective, how your life has changed for the better. Or if you're really down and depressed and you're negative, your life seems to go to shit and more negative things happen. It's that shift in observing our lives and looking at our lives and the attitude that we bring to it. But the good news is every single day we wake up, we can change that attitude and we can change our perspective to a more positive one. And Einstein's general theory of relativity was in 1915, where he talked about space-time. In the general theory of relativity, he expanded on this idea, saying that there's three spatial dimensions of time into a single four-dimensional continuum called space-time. And going back to objects with mass cause space-time to curve. So matter literally curves space-time. And the curvature affects the motion of objects in the flow of time. So matter, we're matter, objects are matter. It changes our perspective and our dimension. And we literally, like I said, we emit light. We are light bodies, just like the stars that shine at night. We are part of the stars and the stars are part of us. Just like our soul is a little speck of eternity that we go back to when we die. And I experienced that in my near-death experience of not having a body, being enveloped in this blissful, beautiful, whitest white light you could ever imagine. I could never explain it and do it justice. It was blissful. It was unconditional love, and it was whole. And I'm not afraid to die anymore because I know that's where we go when we pass. And we just become our soul and our heart, our light body that we're shining out now, we walk into that brilliant Taurus tunnel towards that illuminating, vibrant, loving light of oneness and blissfulness. And knowing that we all vibrate in our bodies, in our light bodies, we look at the stars and know that we're part of them, we're part of the universe. We're part of everything, and grounding in nature, knowing that we're made from the earth minerals. It's just this big infinity loop of connection. And once we tap into that universal connection from our heart chakra to the universal heart, we can get infused knowledge. We can tap into the wisdom. And we are boundless. You listening are capable of all things. You just have to believe it and shift your perspective. And going back to solfeggios and the energy healing, it's been proven and studied that Reiki, hands-on energy healing, improves people's health. And more holistic wellness centers are popping up because this ancient energy healing works. And it goes from Reiki from Japan, the laying on the hands and getting the attunements to give the energy to the people that you're working on, to Qigong in China, Chinese medicine, energy medicine, to pranic healing in India, to Ayurveda in India, to shamanic healing, to crystal healing. This has been known throughout antiquity, and sound healing. It's just coming full circle, and acupuncture, and laying on hands, that this does work because we are a vibrating energy body. And of course, different vibrations that we absorb through our eyes, through our ears, feeling it through every cell in our body when we get Reiki or going to a sound bath. It makes sense that all these things from all these different countries in the world know about energy healing and have for centuries. And we're going back to herbal healing and plant energy and eating healthy and moving our body, meditating, doing yoga, and connecting with Mother Earth. And here's another quote from Einstein. The most beautiful thing that we can experience is the mysterious. It is the source of all true art and science, Einstein. And the distinction between the past, the present, and the future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion, Einstein. And that's what we've been talking about today, is the origin of everything, the origin of us. It's really what we believe and what we perceive. So shifting in your perception can shift your life. So why not start every day trying to focus on the positive, having gratitude for your life, and knowing that all things are possible for you. So we always do a little meditation. If you're driving, I know you can't do it, but if you are at home, I want you to kick your shoes and socks off, put your feet flat on the ground, sink into your favorite chair, sit up tall. I want you to take 3 deep breaths. Now that you're relaxed, feel your body completely relaxed from your head to your toe. And I want you to imagine a glowing white light surrounding your auric field around your body. Imagine someone's drawing a chalk outline of your entire body now. And we're going to imagine this white light surrounding your body is going to expand a foot now. You're growing and expanding. Imagine your heart chakra growing out and sending energy out the front and your back. Now imagine energy lifting from the top of your head through the bottom of your feet. Now we're going to take that energy from heaven and we're going to pull it into our crown chakra. The white light fills your head now. The white light goes to your third eye and opens it. You imagine your eye in the middle of your forehead opening and beaming out white light in connection to the universe now. This white light goes to your throat chakra. It clears your throat chakra. It expands and it comes out the front of your body, beaming light out the back of your body so that your soul's words can be spoken by you. This brilliant, beautiful white light goes to your heart chakra and fills your heart chakra so full that it literally engulfs your entire body from head to foot, expanding now out of your heart. Beaming white, unconditional love to every single part of you. This white light moves to your solar plexus, your belly button, clearing your gut knowingness and expanding to get inklings about your life and feeling in your stomach what is right for you. This beautiful white light moves to your sacral chakra, opening and expanding your creativity, making you realize that you are capable of all things that you are passionate about, that you can create them in your life now. This white light moves to your root chakra. You see red increasing vitality, expanding and filling your root chakra. Now the white light fills your root chakra, going up and down your spine, out the top of your head, coming back in, going through your entire body, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, out the bottom of your feet, connecting you to Mother Earth now. Grounding you while actually expanding your crown chakra to connect to your soul knowingness, to expand your intuitive heart, to expand your solar plexus, and all intuition, guidance, and knowingness from your soul now. Realizing at this moment that you can exist in all dimensions at once. You can float through timelessness in your deep sleep or in meditation. To ask questions from the Akasha of your present life and situations or your future life. You can see eternity around you, and you know that your eternal soul is within you at this very moment. I want you to allow all things to be possible for you now. It can be your mantra every day for a month. All things are possible for me when I believe, and truly believe it is. I want you to take a moment now to visualize what your passion is and what it would look like for you for your passion to become your reality. What would you do? And sit with that now. I want you listening to know that it is possible for you now. You are timeless in all dimensions through your soul. You are a spark of white light. You are part of eternity. You are like a shining star. You are whole. You are unconditionally loved exactly as you are right now. When you're ready, wiggle your toes and open your eyes. And I hope you really felt that. And I hope that you listening can have a positive shift towards your soul's goals. Because yes, you can accomplish what you're passionate about. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. Today's card is humility. Be humble in all your dealings today. Others are just as important in the situation as you are. Be kind and know you've done a good job without having to brag about it. Humble kindness is a winning combination. Humility. Every single soul listening, I want to know how you're so special. You're appreciated, and I thank you for listening. And please click the follow button and share this episode with your friends so that I can reach more people. And I'm not a therapist, I'm not a doctor, I'm just a friend trying to give you hope and to expand your consciousness to know what a special soul you are. So I want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening today. And if you like the podcast, please leave me a kind word or drop a 5-star review. It helps me reach more people. And if you'd like to contact me, my email is mbnelson09@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, www.marybeth333.com. And my Facebook page is Thank You God for Today. My books, as always, are on Amazon. And I want you to know that I'm doing this podcast to give people hope and healing, empowering wellness and oneness, the healing soul. Thank you.